lamps. Some had extra oil for their lamps, and others didn't. Some leaders were really bothered by this. They were bothered not only because anyone had a lamp, but also because they were waiting at all, lamps or not. So these leaders came in and took all the fuel for the lamps because they said the lamps were dangerous. And in other places, the leaders came and tried to push the lamps out. They tried to remove the lamps because they, all of a sudden, and after rarely, if ever, doing it before, needed to do a thorough cleaning of the places the lamps lit. They also decided to pass rules to make it difficult for anyone who wanted to own, possess, or light a lamp. They made rules that no one could keep their lamps trimmed and burning past a particular hour. In some cases, they violently broke the lamps. But for every obstacle meant to dim, snuff out, or destroy the lamps burned brighter, and more lamps appeared and burned still brighter. The lamps simply couldn't be removed or extinguished. The lamps were, are, and will continue to be trimmed and burning. Lamps. The parable of the 10 bridesmaids and this parable that I just read are similar. Why is the parable of the 10 bridesmaids in the Bible likening it to God's neighborhood? Well, Jesus taught the disciples. Jesus lived with and among the people. Jesus performed miracles, but now Jesus was gone. He died. Many saw him after the resurrection. Many didn't. And then he was gone. Again. Time passed. More time. And Jesus didn't come back. The people started to write down the stories of Jesus. They had been preserved through the oral tradition of the time. The written stories started to be collected into larger groups of stories, and some of the collections were lost. Others survived. Of the collections that survived and were deemed ultimately to be authentic, the four Gospels, only the book of Matthew contained this parable, the parable of the 10 bridesmaids. Now, before I go any further, let me just make a note about the title of the parable. I called it the parable of the 10 bridesmaids. In other translations, it's known as the parable of the 10 virgins. And why the difference? Well, context. The Greek word translated as either bridesmaid or virgin is parthenos. It appears another time in the Bible at the beginning of this chapter when it's used to refer to Mary, using a quote from Isaiah 7:14, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Little translation issue there too. The word translated as virgin in Isaiah is the Hebrew word alma, and it means young woman. And parthenos also means young woman, depending on the context. In Isaiah, the passage is referring to the king's wife, not a virgin. In today's parable, the passage is referring to bridesmaids, virgins. The quote about Mary using Isaiah in the context of Isaiah means young woman. Today, bridesmaid is the best translation for the word, and bridesmaid is where we're headed back. The writer of Matthew remembered this parable and thought it was important enough to include. Why? Well, likely because Matthew was written for a Jewish audience, and that audience must have been weary in waiting because Jesus hadn't returned. So here's a parable to encourage the leaders to be alert, because though Jesus was delayed, nobody knew when he was coming. The setting of the parable was familiar. In Hebrew customs, weddings went like this. The families of the couple agreed there would be a wedding. The groom would fetch the bride for the ceremony in a celebration that lasted for days. During that celebration, the bridesmaids would look good and they would have a chance to be noticed by possible bridegrooms for themselves. The fewer bridesmaids at the wedding, the better the odds would be for them. The part of the parable where the five bridesmaids with enough oil refusing to share with the ones that didn't have enough oil, it goes right to that competition. In our context, it brings up a different question, though, Why didn't they pool the resources, have two bridesmaids for each lamp? Wouldn't that have been more than enough light? We'll get back to that. Questions there for us, but it isn't one of the questions the early church would have asked. What they would have asked is this: when is Jesus coming back? How long do we have to wait? The answer is in the parable. Who knows? But don't be caught unprepared. Keep your lamp trimmed and burning. Shine a light. Strip away what just doesn't translate well. Competition for the best husband. And who will miss out on getting that? And you have this huge encouragement to let that light shine now while the waiting continues. How long does the waiting continue? How long? Who knows? Shine a light. And let that question that I've asked twice today, one that wasn't part of the context in the early church, be very present. What about sharing? We could take the wise bridesmaid's example and keep everything we've got for ourselves, or we could instead decide to pool what we have to make a difference. What would happen if the bridesmaids had pooled their resources? Wouldn't they all have gone to the celebration? Oh, shine a light. How do we balance abundance with the needs of others? How do we recognize abundance when all we feel is scarcity? How do we count ourselves blessed? How do we truly love one another? Well, here's some very basic and easy ones for now. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Keep your distance. Don't gather in groups and enclosed spaces for long periods of time. Let us love one another. All the ballots have been cast. It may take some time for all the results to be verified. Let us love one another. We're in the middle of our 2021 stewardship campaign. And 1 week from today, or earlier if you'd like, we're submitting our estimates of giving and our time and talent pledges for the coming year. You can fill out those estimates of giving cards and time and talent pledges on our website, on the stewardship page, either with the online forms or by printing out the cards to fill out. And you can also request that we mail you a stewardship packet. If you're filling out something on paper, you can mail it to St. Paul's, or if you'd like, you can drop it off at our In Your Car Communion and Vesper service next Sunday, November 15th at 4 p.m. Let us love one another. It all makes a difference. So let's shine a light. Keep your lamps trimmed and burning. Be alert. Shine a light. Amen.